Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is great, and God is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Father God, we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart. We come on this morning with an humble heart. We come on this morning with an obedient heart. Father God, we come on this morning with a heart that has been changed by your word, changed by your spirit, changed by your power. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come on this morning because you've called us to come. And we come in Jesus' name, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, thanking you, Father God, for your love, your grace, your mercies. Oh, God, we want to bless you for sitting high and looking low. Father God, we want to thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins when we ask you to do so. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you, Father, for cleansing us. Thank you that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Father God, we say thank you for bringing us through the week, bringing us through the night, bringing us through the day, bringing us up to this point in time. Father God, by your grace and your mercies alone, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Wonderful is our God. Wonderful is our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And to you be all the praise, and to you be all the glory, and to you be all of the honor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. We give the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your grace, your mercies, your love, and your provisions. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for every family represented under this corporate umbrella, every person, Father God, every endeavor, Father God, every soul, every project, every ministry. Father God, we thank you for everything. Thank you. So, Father God, as your word goes out on this morning, may you and you alone be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, Father God, and we bless you and we say thank you for the lordship of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, Father, as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. O taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is so greatly to be praised. Glory be to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on today, giving God all the praise, giving God the glory and the honor, welcoming all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. And you have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Your spiritual breakfast is about to be served. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And there is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. So please have a seat. The Holy Spirit, amen, is our host. Amen. He is our guest. He is our God. He is our friend. He is our Lord. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then we come back on Sundays at 12 noon. Amen. For the brunch. Amen. Glory be to God. You get the breakfast and the lunch on Sunday. Amen. And we sometimes you get dinner too. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. We've been meeting on this platform for, we just celebrated 11 years. Amen. Last month. Amen. So, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We pray everyone is excited. Why? Because God has brought us through another night, another day. Amen. By his doing, his grace, and his mercies alone. Amen. So, beloved, let's keep looking up. Regardless of what we're going through, know it could be worse. Amen. And it's going to be better. And how can you say it's going to be better? Well, we can say it's going to be better because we're living in the worst of times, but we're living in the best of times. We're living in the end of times. Amen. Glory be to God. Soon there'll be time no more. So what we're going to do is redeem the time, amen, so that we will be ready to meet Jesus when he comes, because he is coming, and he is coming soon. Amen, and bless the Lord. And before we open up our Bibles this morning, we just want to, we have two lines connected today. Amen, glory be to God. We have the Blog Talk Radio conference into our conference call number. And the reason we are doing it this way is because we were informed that certain cell phone providers is charging additional fees to certain individuals. I think it's Metro and T-Mobile. It's Sprint maybe. If you have those cell phone carriers, if they're charging you a penny a minute to listen in, you don't have to pay that penny a minute. Okay, just hang up, amen, and call 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. Save the penny a minute, amen, and you could do something else with that penny a minute. You know, give it to the Lord. Amen. We're not going to give it to a cell phone carrier. And we are fighting the charges. We are fighting this. So thank you for your patience. But in the meantime, we want to thank God for technology and thank God for teaching us how to be sophisticated enough to tie in all three platforms at one time so we can all partake of the morning breakfast. And it is hot. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. So we want to thank God for our 5 o'clock service this morning on Facebook Live. We meet every morning, not every morning, Monday through Fridays, 5 days a week, 5 o'clock in the morning, Facebook Live, amen, for the morning altar, the morning altar. Amen. And we come and we pray, amen, around the globe, the universe, amen, starting our day with prayer. Amen, because if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God said that he would heal the land and we would hear from heaven. God knows our land needs to be healed. And so this is what we do, amen. This morning, amen, we sort of want to piggyback, amen, on our corporate prayer petition this morning. Every day we come with a corporate prayer petition, amen, glory be to God, and a thought and a theme. And we just want to piggyback on that this morning, amen, and to God be praised. Turning your attention this morning to the book of Ephesians. Before we go to Ephesians, that's good. Let's go to Ephesians, amen, glory be to God, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, amen. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer, amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21 reads like this. I want to read a couple more. Let's start at verse 19. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 19. And it reads, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things of the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. We just want to talk for a couple minutes this morning about the Lordship of Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, that we might know that no one is higher. No one is higher. Hallelujah. Beloved, than Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Our scripture this morning, okay, coming on, let's look again in verse number 21. The whole verse, the whole chapter is beautiful. But let us, amen, just look at verse 21. Let's look at that one more time. Make notes of this, amen. I encourage you to come with your notebooks, your pads, your pencils, amen, wherever you take notes, amen. And verse 21 says this, far above all principalities and power and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Beloved, amen. Brother Paul, amen, hallelujah, declared that Jesus is exalted above all, above all, above all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That word above in the Greek, beloved, means high above. High above, not low above. See, sometimes something can be above you. You can have a fly above your head and still swat it. You can still kill that fly or that thing that's above your head because it's above you. But when it's far above you, it's unreachable. Glory be to God, unreachable. Glory be to God. The Jesus Christ is above, Brother Paul says, high above or far above. Beloved, that refers to Jesus' rank, and that refers to Jesus' dignity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is above, above. In the context of this verse, beloved, it means quite simply that no one in the universe has a higher rank. No one in the universe has a higher name. No one in the universe has a higher position than Jesus Christ. Furthermore, to affirm Jesus' highest position, Paul added the word all. He could have just said Jesus is above. But he said Jesus is above all. Oh, somebody need to make note of that. I don't know about you. I made notes in my Bible. I'm not afraid to get me a yellow highlighter, amen, to take a little notes, amen. My Bible is well marked up, amen, because it's well read, amen. Look, if you don't want to mark up your Bible, make some notes, amen, on the word all. Glory be to God. Brother Paul is telling us, beloved, he added the word all. And that word all, beloved, in the Greek means anything and everything. Ah, my God, somebody say anything and everything. Jesus is above anything. Jesus is above everything. Ah, well, let this park right here for about 30 seconds. Jesus is above anything. Jesus is above everything. Jesus is above COVID. Jesus is above death. Jesus is above cancer. Jesus is above dilemma. Jesus is above poverty. Jesus is above everything. Glory be to God. And Jesus is above anything. Jesus is above all, beloved. All means all. Now, this is, come on, glory be to God. We're going to get some basic English. Maybe you don't even speak English. All is all. All includes everything. All inclusive, nothing exclusive. Glory be to God. Everything is included in all. If you say, I want all my money, and you owe $20, you can't come up with $19.99 because you're still short. Jesus is not short. Glory be to God. He is Lord above everything, anything. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, Brother Paul here, glory be to God, is leaving no room, amen, for misunderstanding, no room for doubt regarding his message that Jesus Christ holds the highest, Jesus Christ holds the most exalted position in the entire universe. He is literally above all. Oh, my God, if the cause was open today, hallelujah, if we was all in the same space physically, because we're already in the same space spiritually. You say, well, you over here, and I live over there, and you live in that city, and I live in that city. Yes, but there's no time and distance in the spirit. Oh, girl, can I hear you in the spirit say, above all? Oh, my God. Some of you are going through some situations today. Don't look too favorable. Don't know how you're going to make it. Glory be to God. The doctor's not giving you a good report. Your lawyer not giving. Matter of fact, you can't even hear from your lawyer. Come on, the judge might not render a good report. Glory be to God. You don't know what your boss is going to say today. They don't even have a boss. We're trying to find a boss. Oh, my God, Jesus. Don't know what your spouse is going to say. Don't know what the children going to say. It don't look too favorable. But I come to tell you that Jesus Christ is Lord above all. Jesus Christ is Lord above the situation that you're facing. Jesus Christ is Lord above your dilemma, your sickness. Jesus Christ is Lord over death. He took the keys of hell and death. He snatched those keys out of Satan's hand when Jesus was resurrected from the grave on the third day. I believe Jesus took those keys so hard from Satan, he broke Satan's arm. He wasn't playing. He said, give it up, boy. Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus Christ is Lord over Satan. Satan is a created being. Jesus Christ is Lord over angels. Beloved, you got to know everything the Bible says, glory be to God, everything above the earth, in the earth, and under the earth. Yeah, those silver trout flouting around, swimming around in the water. Those porgies that some of you intend to eat for dinner tonight. Hey, sound pretty good to me, huh? Jesus Christ is Lord over that too, baby. Lord, I don't care how high you go. I don't care how low you go. I don't care how wide you go. I don't care where you go. You can't go nowhere. And Jesus Christ is not Lord. Oh, my God, Jesus, sookie, sookie. Jesus Christ is Lord above all. Then Paul went on to describe, beloved, the specific categories that Christ is above. First, Brother Paul states, that Christ is above all principalities. Ah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all know we in training for reigning. Y'all know we in the university. I'm going to start issuing some certificates. Glory be to God. Huh? He says, glory be to God, that Jesus is above all principalities. See, now, to really understand God's word, you got to get into the Greek. Now, you got to get yourself a Greek dictionary. You got to get yourself a Greek Bible, okay? If you really want to understand, amen, the essence, amen, of what the Spirit is saying, amen, glory be to God, the Greek is going to help you a whole lot. I just want to put that out there, amen? So when it says that Jesus Christ is Lord above all principalities, beloved, it denotes rulers of the highest level. This encompassing term refers to all human rulers. Pharaoh, Trump, Biden, Hitler, Queen Elizabeth, just roll the names. They don't make no difference, man. You can do roll call all day long. When you get finished rolling, you're going to find out ain't nothing changed. Jesus Christ is Lord over all principalities, including all kings, politicians. However, beloved, it must be noted that the word, glory be to God, this word, amen, in the Greek is also used to refer to angelic beings. This means that Paul was declaring that Christ's exalted rank as far above all human rulers and far above all angelic beings. The natural and the spiritual realms are both under the dominion of Jesus Christ. And there is absolutely no one in any realm more highly exalted than him. Then Brother Paul goes on, glory be to God, to mention Christ's superiority over powers. Glory be to God. He says, glory be to God, hallelujah, if you're just signing in, good morning. It says, for Jesus Christ, far above all principalities and powers. That word power in the Greek, beloved, amen, glory be to God, describes people who have received delegated power. And therefore, beloved, it's more often translated authorities. In the context of our scripture this morning, Ephesians 1:21, this word refers to people who hold public office, and they wield their authority entrusted to them by their superiors or through an election. Well, some people say it was a fraudulent election. Okay, we ain't going to get to all that. Okay, but these people that got in power one way or another, through the front door, through the back door, Paul was teaching that although these individuals yield substantial power and influence in the affairs of the world, their authority pales in opposition to that of Jesus Christ. And at the time, beloved, that Paul wrote these words, because you got to remember, Brother Paul was from the first century A.D., this was a very dangerous and powerful statement for Paul to make at this time. Because at that time, the Roman political powers, they were actively persecuting the church. I mean, sure enough, they just kill you on the spot because, amen, you was a Christian. They didn't have no civil rights back then. They didn't have no Black Lives Matter back then, baby. Glory be to God. They wanted to take you out. They took you out. Didn't do no jail time. Didn't go to court. Didn't do nothing. They just killed you because you was a Christian. And this is what was going on in Paul's days. And just let me drop this commercial in. Beloved, and these days might be returning too. Before the return of Christ, beloved, some of us may have to go out as martyrs. Some of us may have to go out. Amen. For Christ we live. For Christ we die. Okay, just want to put that out in there, but let me tell you something. It ain't nothing to be scared about. It ain't nothing to be scared about. Oh, my God, I wish I had time. So, beloved, so when Brother Paul was writing this letter, amen, glory be to God, amen, the Roman political powers, they was actively persecuting the church. They was attempting to suppress the message of the gospel. They hadn't done wrong to nobody, hadn't hurt nobody. All they was doing was preaching the good news. People hated them. People will hate you because you love Jesus. You ain't never hurt nobody. You ain't never said nothing. Amen. You just trying to share the love of God, the word of God. People will hate you because you love Jesus. But nevertheless, beloved, Paul wanted his readers to know that no matter what authority a politician might try to exert over the church, Jesus has a rank that was even higher than the most powerful human authorities. Jesus is higher than the President of the United States, Congress, and the Senate. Oh, my God, Jesus. So, Brother Paul, then stop there. Okay? Let's look again. Ephesians 1:21. Far above all principalities and powers and might. Beloved, that word might, amen, in the Greek, glory be to God, denotes explosive power. But it also was regularly used to describe the full strength of a military force. And by using this word, Paul declared that Jesus is exalted in his authority and power even above all the military forces in the world today. And y'all know the United States is bad in their military forces. I mean, they train these men and women. Let me tell you, country, when the United States show up, other countries back down. Because the United States Army is nothing to be played with. I don't care if you're Marine, Air Force. I don't care which department you're coming from. We ain't to be played with, huh? But guess what? Jesus Christ is Lord over the military forces. Can we give the Lord a shout on this morning? Oh, glory be to God. Wait a minute, Brother Paul, didn't stop there. Far above all principalities and power and might, and then he says, and dominion. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, you would think that the list, amen, was already complete enough. But Paul wanted to add one more word. He said, hold up here. Let me just tell you the whole story. He stated that Christ is supreme above all dominions. Beloved, that word dominion in the Greek means lordships. It could refer to any world system, political, financial, or any system of any type. But there is simply no system more high-ranking than the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, beloved, to make sure that he had included everyone, and Paul wanted to make sure he had included everything on his list, Paul added one more. Paul said this. Let's read it again. Ephesians 1:21. Far above all principalities, all power, and might, and dominion. And then Paul threw this in. He says, in every name. That is named. Every name. Every name. What's your name? What's your name? Who's the richest person in the world? What's your name? Who's the most powerful person in the world? What's your name? Who's the most famous celebrity in the world? What's your name? Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's the most famous preacher in the world? What's your name? Who's the most notorious person in the world? What's your name? Don't make no difference what your name is. Hallelujah. He says, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Glory be to God. In one sweeping statement, Paul declared that Jesus is Lord over all, A-L-L. He is literally superior to rulers. He is literally superior to elected leaders. He is literally superior to military powers. He is literally superior to constitutional authorities. Jesus Christ is literally Lord over all. Beloved, in all of human history, no one has ever been more highly exalted than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is alive today. Yes, he did die on the cross. Yes, he did go into the grave for 3 days. No, the Muslims did not come and steal his body. Glory be to God. They couldn't find his body because his body wasn't there. Because Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And the same spirit that raised Jesus up from the grave is the same spirit that's living in you and me. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ right now. Because his spirit is in us, we in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. And if Jesus is above all, and if we're in Jesus, that means that we're above all. And if we're sitting in heavenly places, Satan can't be above us, Satan can't be behind us, Satan can't be beside us. If we're sitting in heavenly places right now, and if Satan is under Jesus' feet, that means Satan is under our feet too, doggone it. We got to know who we are. We got to know whose we are. We're talking about our Lord, our Savior, our God, our friend, our King. His name is Jesus. He is alive. God is not dead. He is alive. The songwriter said, I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him in my head. I can feel him all over me. If you feel him or not. We're not talking about no emotions. We're talking about the truth of the matter. We're not even talking about the facts. Glory be to God, because the truth overrides the facts. answer. The truth of the matter, your doctor might say, yeah, you got COVID. Your doctor might say, I give you 3 months to live. That's the truth. Amen. I mean, that's the facts of the matter, according to his diagnosis. But Jesus springs in with the truth. The truth overrides the facts, baby. Whose report will we believe? My God, Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. We believe the report of the Lord. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. What is Jesus saying in my closing? This is what Jesus is saying. Well, Pastor Bradford decided to throw a big party, and one day, amen, I'm thinking about having a big party. I really am. Amen. Inviting all the church folks. Amen. Glory be to God. Said, come on. It's going to be a seafood party. If you don't eat seafood, we have something else for you in another room. All right? Just come on. We're going to have lobsters and crab legs and fish and shrimp. Yay. That, Pastor, you eat it? Yes, we're going to bless it and we're going to eat it. That's what I want to do. Amen. So if I invite you in, some of y'all got to fly in. All right? Some of you, amen, going to come up through the expressway. Some of you going to come in through the back roads around the county. Amen. Glory be to some of y'all going to catch Uber. Amen. Some of you going to drive. Some of you going to catch Scepter. Amen. Everybody coming a different way to get to the party. But guess what? When you get to the party, only one way in the party, you got to come through the front door. Well, baby, let me tell you something. You can come to God any kind of way you want. You can catch Uber. You can fly in. You can catch Amtrak. Glory be to God. You can come take your bicycle. You can walk. Amen. But if you want to get to God, you got to come through that door. Who's the door? Jesus said, I am the door. Hey! My God, have mercy. If any other man, if you try to come in any other way, he call you a thief and a robber. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ is alive today and sitting at the Father's right hand, where he reigns forever, forever, and forevermore. I want to read this one last scripture in your hearing. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we give the benediction, write it down in your notebooks. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. In heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You can confess now or you can confess later. It don't make no difference. You can do it willingly or you can do it by force, but you're going to give Jesus, you're going to give it up to Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? He is the Lord of Lords. There's other lords, but he's the Lord with the capital L. There's other kings, but he's the kings with the capital K. Oh, glory. There's other gods, but he's the big G. Oh, glory be to God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And he is Lord. Glory be to God. A lot of us know him as Savior. Amen. When we give our life to Christ. Amen. But very few Christians do not know him as Lord. That's why you're carnal. See, that's why you're struggling. That's why you're lukewarm. Because, see, you want God to save you, but you want to live God on your own terms. See, you don't want to do it God's way. I saw somebody put it on Facebook yesterday. Glory be to God. You want to shack with the devil, but you want God to pay the rent. Yeah, huh? Yeah, see, but we don't want to sell out. Glory. But let me say this. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Glory be to God. When he is Lord, that means you allow him to sit on the throne of your heart and call the shots. You acknowledge him in all of your ways. You allow him to direct you. You allow him to tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, which way to turn, to the left, to the right, when to go, when not to go. Glory be to God. When to speak, when not to speak. Glory, when to give, when not to give. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Not only is Jesus King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he He's the blessed and the omnipotent. He's the King eternal, the immortal, the invisible, the anointed one. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one. He is the Lamb of God. He is the glory of God. He is the Word of God. He is the only begotten of the Father. He is Emmanuel. He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of God. He is wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. He is the Everlasting Father. He is the Power of God. He is the Wisdom of God. He is the Only Wise God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Redeemer. He is the Chief Shepherd. He is the Great Shepherd of the Sheep. He is the Great High Priest. He is the Universal and the Supreme Head of the Church. He is God in the flesh, and His name is Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. We acknowledge it. We confess it. We are not ashamed. Hallelujah. Let the world know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. And everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Do you know? Tell me, do you know? Do you know who Jesus is? Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is Savior. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Far above all principality. Far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this world on planet Earth, but also in that which is to come. And this is the word of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge and declare that you are literally and utterly Lord over all. You reign supreme and powerful above everything and everyone that is or is to come. We worship and exalt you, Jesus. No one and nothing is equal to or greater than you. We reverence and submit to your Lordship, and we resist any work of the flesh or the devil that would defy your Lordship in our lives. We say thank you, we bless you, and we praise you, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today that will not return into him void, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth. Amen. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. We pray that you have enjoyed the message. Amen. If you can't say amen, say ouch. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, amen. Glory be to God. Let us lead you there right now. Just repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner. I confess my sins before you. Forgive me, Father, for grieving your heart. I acknowledge Jesus as Lord, as Savior, and I invite Jesus to come into my heart today, right now, to forgive me for my sins, to live within my heart, to be my God, to rule, to reign, and to use my life for your glory in these last days. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the Lamb's, out of the book of death. And thank you for confirming my name in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. I am saved. Hallelujah. Bam. Hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing if you said that. You are saved. Amen. Glory be to God. If you died tonight, you go straight to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You've been swiped out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You've been born again. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's not the end of your salvation. It's the beginning of your salvation. Hallelujah. You don't drop it here. Glory be to God. And keep living like you're living for the devil. Hallelujah, glory be to God. A woman doesn't give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. When you're born into the kingdom, you're born as an infant. Now you got to grow up and mature. See, and that's what we are here to do. That's our assignment. Amen. To make sure you do that and do that well. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach out to us. Let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Send us your prayer requests. You can check out our website at lifewordjesus.org. Everything is there. Amen. While you're there, hit the donate button. Today is offering day. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It takes money to do. The gospel is free. Amen. Hallelujah. But it takes money to do it in ministry. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, beloved, the kingdom is going to cost you something. All right. We'll talk about that. Amen. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Amen. It's all good. It's all good. Amen. Hallelujah. So, several ways you can sow into this ministry. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461, Glenside. Glenside, GLENSIDEPA 19038. Amen. And we thank you, amen, for your support to this ministry, beloved. This ministry is a global ministry. It's a universal ministry. We got some new things coming out in the very near future. We're already global. Amen. Glory be to God. And, beloved, amen, when you sow into the soil with this ministry, as this ministry goes around the globe and people in China, we have an audience in Russia, in China, in Brazil, on our Blog Talk Radio. This is why we got to stay on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be to God. When they give their souls to Christ, guess what? You're going to get credit for that. Why? Because while you sowing into the soil of this ministry, you made sure that the finances was available for us to do the work. Amen. So you're going to receive a reward in your for your faithfulness to do as God has told you to do. Amen. And so that's why it's very important to do what the Lord has told us to do. All right. Today is Friday. We're going to be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Come on. Hey, let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Then we're going to be back at 9 o'clock tonight for our praise party. Every other Friday night at 9 o'clock, we meet for the praise party. We just come. Amen. We just sing songs. We do readings. We testify. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. Come on at 9 o'clock. Amen. Record your favorite TV show, whatever you're normally doing on Friday. Amen. Glory be to God. We meet for about an hour and a half, whatever, until the Holy Spirit tell us to dismiss. If you can't stay the whole time, amen, just come put yours in. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we bless God. Now, Monday, we are starting a 10-day fast. 10-day fast. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, to endeavor to do this with us. I'm telling you, some kind only come by prayer and fasting. We're going to be fasting for 10 days, the 17th, amen, for 10 days, amen. And so, amen, we're going to be fasting from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening, we're going to be praying, amen, we're making sacrifices, spending as much time in God's word, amen. We're going to have a corporate prayer petition every day, amen. And then when we break our fast at 6, we might even have a 6 o'clock altar for them 10 days. So we can break our fast at 6 o'clock, amen, with a prayer, amen. And then you go ahead and eat, and you eat lightly. Don't eat too much. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll talk about that some more next week so you don't, you know, overdo it, okay? And so we want us to do that. Now, you want to spend more time. See, when you don't eat naturally, see, when you're fasting, you want to feed your spirit. So that's why you want to put a little more time in God's word, a little bit more time in God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So you're denying your flesh, but you're feeding your spirit. See, and it's so many miracles that come out of fasting. We're going to be talking about that for the next 10 days. Your spiritual antennas go up. You can hear from God more clearly now. There's healing that comes through now. Breakthrough comes through now. Miracles take place. See, and we're going to be sharing that with you. So prepare yourself with the proper rest. We want to drink plenty of water now. You're going to drink your water. Drink your water. Water, drink your fluids, okay? Stay away from the sugars, okay? And if you take medication, talk to your doctor, okay? Glory be to God. Now, we're reading through the Bible this year. We're reading through the Bible. Okay, so we're finishing up the book of Genesis. Now, to stay on course, if you want to read through the Bible this year, when we finish our 10-day fast on the 27th, you should be finished the book of Exodus. So we're in Genesis. You're going to move from Genesis straight to Exodus. Okay, so read at your own pace. Some days you read less. Some days you read more. See if you can finish the book of Exodus by the end of our fast, and you're going to be on target. Amen. You're going to be right on target. And take notes. Take notes. When the Holy Spirit, you're going to see the Holy Spirit speaking to you. You're going to see things you never saw before. Amen. Take notes. When you open your Bible, come with a notebook and pad. Write the vision. Make it plain. Amen. And we bless God. I believe that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. Amen. Same time, same place, same station. Back here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Amen. Won't be on Facebook tomorrow. If you be on Facebook, then y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead and have a good time. And I'll look at the replay. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm still going to be up. Amen. Because the Lord wakes me up 2, 3 o'clock every morning. That's just my hour. That's the fourth night. That's the fourth hour of the night, beloved. Amen. We'll teach on that. Amen. But let me tell you something about the fourth hour of the night. Actually, the third, from midnight to 6 in the morning is the witch's hour. Now, some of y'all don't believe in witches and witchcraft and voodoo and all that. You don't have to believe in it, but the Bible teaches it. But see, while we sleeping, that's when they just getting started. See, and you know who name they calling at their altar? Your name, my name, our family's name, our children's name, our destinies, our purposes, coming against that. But guess what? The curse calls and it will not come. See? Glory be to God. So let me say this as I give the benediction. Now, witchcraft is real. It is real. But now, if a witch and a warlock can get together and send a curse your way, okay, by just opening their mouth and speaking, and if we have the greater power, if God said greater is he that lives in us and who is he that lives in the world, and if a witch can send a curse to somebody by speaking a word, then tell me what damage we can do. And we carry the high authority. And God, Jesus, Lordship is in us. See, but we can't be afraid. We can't be afraid to fight. We can't afraid to do warfare. We got to fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. We got to let God teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Because it's not our fight, it's his fight, and it's a fixed fight. But you got to show up. And the violent taketh by force. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, everybody, have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. See you at 12 o'clock at the altar. If we miss you there, we'll see you at 9 o'clock at the praise party. If we miss you there, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. If we miss you there, we'll see you Sunday at 12 o'clock. Amen, for our Sunday service. If we miss you there, we're going to catch up with you somewhere. Because if we don't catch up with you on this side, we're going to catch up with you on the other side. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. I know you're happy about it, ain't it? Amen. That's something to be happy about. I love you. I love you. I love you. Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you, Father God, for just reminding us, Father God, as we can just, hallelujah, just do the praise thing. Just give God what's due him, hallelujah, and the Lord exalting Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men unto myself. Thank you for Jesus Christ's lordship over our life, over our destiny, over everything. He is Lord over all. He is Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. We bless you and we say thank you. As we go out today, Father, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, Father God, that no plague will come nigh our dwelling. Father God, no more tears, no more weeping, Father God, no more sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus, Father God. We dip, Father God, every ministry partner in this ministry, Father God, and their families in the blood of Jesus 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we say thank you for your divine protection over our lives, Father. No carjacking, Father God. None of that foolishness. Satan got to back that stuff up. In Jesus' name, we say no. We say no. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Meet us at 12 o'clock at the prayer altar, Father. And then back tonight at 9 o'clock. Father, help the people to come, not come dragging. Father God, this is the first one for the year. Let us come, Father God, with joy and expectation, not in the flesh, not in the flesh. We're not doing nothing to show off, Father. We just want out of spirit and truth. Father God, we just don't want to, you said don't rend your garments, but rend your heart. We just want to be a Christian in our hearts, Father, and give you what belongs to you. Thank you. Father God, we bind, nullify, cancel, dismantle every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this service, this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit and cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree, to declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Everybody, have a good day, a blessed day, a prosperous day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Amen. Have a powerhouse day. In Jesus' name, Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on. We want you to sing with us. Our God is awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody say, Lord of all.
Lord of all and ruler of nations.
You are God of all the earth.